إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you, and as tonight we're going to start the inshallah ta'ala a very important topic that is rare when we hear this topic, but it's it is needed by so many of us. Inshallah ta'ala will be as a benefit for all of us. عشرة أسباب للوقاية من السحر والعين. عشرة أسباب للوقاية من السحر والعين لفضيلة الشيخ الدكتور عبد الرزاق ابن عبد المحسن البدر حفظهم الله تعالى ومتعهما بالصحة والعافية وغفر لهما وللمسلمين والمسلمات. And this is the topic we're going to start tonight. Inshallah ta'ala is going to be a series, because we're not going to be able to finish it tonight. 10 means that protect you from magic and evil eye. There are 10 things, 10 means that protect you from sihr, magic and evil eye. Magic is true, is real. It's real. The evil eye is real as well. Hasad, jealousy is real. People are affected by these things. Sihr, magic is real. It's haram. It's forbidden to learn magic. Actually, it's kufr, it's disbelief. It's not permissible to learn magic. It's not permissible to go to the sahir, to the magicians, and ask him anything. And it's not permissible to watch the magicians while they perform. Pay attention, especially in YouTube. Sometimes people will be looking at the magician, that's not permissible. The ulama from the Sheikh Khuzan says it's not permissible to watch a magician performing this sihr, uliyadu billah. Anyway, there are Muslims and there are people that are affected by sihr, by magic, as the Sheikh is going to mention. And he brings a lot of pain, sufferances, misery, hardship in their lives. Likewise, there are people that suffer from the ayn, the evil eye. And it has an impact on their lives, on their health, on many, many other aspects. So it's very important for us. This is a very important topic. So here, the Shaykh is not going to talk about the sihr and its ruling and the evil eye, but he's going to talk about the things that protect us from that. The things we should do to protect ourselves. And also those who are already afflicted, they can do these things, insha'Allah ta'ala. قال الشيخ حفظه الله قال إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه. After he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mentioned the khutbat al-haja, we know, he make a dua, hafidhahu Allah. He says, Allahumma allim, Allahumma la ilma lana illa ma allamtana. He began his talk, and this was a talk by the Shaykh. He says, Allahumma la ilma lana illa ma allamtana. We have no knowledge except that which you have taught us, O Allah. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. This is dua. O Allah, teach us that which will benefit us and increase us in knowledge. And increase us in knowledge. واجعل ما نتعلمه حجة لنا لا علينا. And O Allah, make that which we learn, this knowledge, a proof for us, not against us. ونسألك اللهم التوفيق والسداد والعون على كل خير. And we ask you, O Allah, to grant us success, to aid us and help us to achieve all good. وَأَلَّا تَكِلْنَا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِنَا طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. Likewise, we ask you, O Allah, that you do not leave us to ourselves, even for the blink of an eye. Even for the blink of an eye. ثم قال الشيخ معاشر الإخوة الكرام, O noble brothers, الحديث هذه الليلة عن ذكر عشرة أسباب يحرص من ابتلي بشيء من السحر أو العين أو الحسد أن يأتي بها وأن يحافظ عليها ليتخلص بإذن الله بإذن الله تبارك وتعالى مما قد يكون أصابه. The Sheikh says that the talk this night is about 10 means that anyone who is affected by sihr or evil eye or jealousy and the like to act upon them and make them a part of your life. As you see, these 10 things are very important, not just for those who are affected, but this is what's going to help us and protect us. And we should observe these things, and if we do so, inshallah, we will be protected, and those who are affected and afflicted, they will be, inshallah ta'ala, cured by Allah, by Allah's leave and permission, inshallah ta'ala. قال والمؤمن في كل أحواله وجميع أموره يفزع إلى الله تبارك وتعالى ويلجأ إليه عز وجل. على المؤمن في كل أحواله, هذه صفة المؤمن. المؤمن في كل أحواله وجميع أموره يفزع إلى الله تبارك وتعالى ويلجأ إليه عز وجل. Then he reminds us that the believer, in all of his affairs, everything we do, in all of our affairs, the believer always seeks Allah's aid and protection and assistance. The believer runs to Allah. The believer turns to Allah. Seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what the believer do. And we should remember this. If you want something, turn to Allah and ask Allah. You go into hardship, turn to Allah, ask Allah, seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فمن الله وحده يطلب العون والتوفيق والسداد وصلاح الأمر وحصول العافية. From Allah alone, the aid should be sought. Likewise, success, rightness, to be right, to be upright, and for your affairs to be in order, all of these things should be sought from Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وكل أمر يحتاجه ويفتقر إليه لا يطلبه إلا من الله تبارك وتعالى الذي بيده أزمة الأمور ومقاليد السماوات والأرض. So everything as a believer, a Muslim, everything you need, things you want to happen for you, the good things you dream to have, things that you don't have and you wanted to acquire and to achieve, you ask them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because with Allah is the reign and the control, He has control over all that which is in the heavens and the earth. Because to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belongs the keys to heaven and earth, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Zumar, found in Ayah 12. وَلَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Him belongs the keys of to heavens and earth. إِذَنْ أَنْتَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. Things that come, this is Tawheed, عباد الله, the importance of learning the Tawheed, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going through hardship, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things bothering you, seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be patient. put your matters, turn your matters and your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وقد يبتلى الإنسان بإصابة بشيء من العين أو حسد يؤثر فيه أو سحر أو نحو ذلك من الأمور التي دلت نصوص الشرع على أن لها تأثيرات حقيقية تصل الإنسان. He says, as a human being, you may be tested and afflicted by an evil eye. Jealousy, hasad, they will affect your life. You may be afflicted by sihr, magic, or one of these matters that we have texts. Naam, we have texts from the legislation that these things like magic and the evil eye, they have real effects on the person. Naam, they have real effects on the person. فربما مرض وربما سقم وربما حصل له شيء من اللأواء ونحو ذلك. نعم, this person, what is some of the effects of these things of evil eye and magic and the like? Is that person may get sick. نعم, people get sick, very ill. People, their lives change. They experience hardship and difficulties and the like. وعند حصول شيء من هذه الأمور تتفاوت توجهات الناس وتتباين طرائقهم في طريقة العلاج ووسيلة الخلاص وكيفية السلامة من هذه الأمور. He says, but when the people are afflicted with these things, with the magic, with the evil eye, whether in themselves or in their loved ones, because a person may not be him that is afflicted, it may be his children, maybe his mother, maybe his wife, maybe his father, maybe someone he know. He said, now when the people are afflicted with these things, magic, evil eye, he said, you will find the people are not on the same level on how to deal with these matters. People, they follow different routes seeking the cure for these matters. They want to get out of these difficulties. They're looking for solutions and the cure. Okay? So, but the people, they follow different routes. قال فإذا كان الإنسان في نفسه قليل العلم وقليل البضاعة بدلالة النصوص والتوجيهات على ضوء أدلة الكتاب والسنة وابتلي إضافة إلى هذا بموجه غير ناصح فإنه يقع في أنواع من الخرافات وصنوف من الضلالات لا حد لها ولا عد. The Sheikh says, for example, a category for people, those who they have a little bit of knowledge, they weak when it comes to the knowledge. Likewise, they don't have a sound understanding of the text of the Quran and the Sunnah, the guidelines in the light of the Quran and the text from the Quran and the Sunnah. With that ignorance and weakness in knowledge and understanding, they may be on top of that affected by some people who they come to them and try to help them, okay? But they are not giving them the proper knowledge. So because of these two things, because that person is ignorant in his religion, he or she, and on top of that, they may be talking to someone who is ignorant as well, they fall into many types of superstition. Instead to adhere to what is right, they follow the routes of khurafat, superstition, and many types of misguidance that, subhanAllah, you cannot even count them. وكم يبتلى أقوام وأقوام بخرافات تروج بينهم وضلالات تدرج فيهم بسبب قلة العلم وقلة البصيرة في دين الله تبارك وتعالى. He said, many people are afflicted. Besides, they are afflicted with sihr and magic. They are afflicted also with this superstition that is being disseminated amongst them. Dalal, falsehood, misguidance, that is disseminated amongst them. Why they accept it and adhere to it? Because of their ignorance of the deen. They don't have the knowledge, the sound knowledge they should have. They don't have the basira in the deen of Allah. وَهَذَا صَحِيحٌ. You will find these people who, for example, their children are affected by magic, for instance, or the evil eye. Instead to adhere to the things we are learning, inshallah, in this talk, they, because of the environment they grow, and because they weak themselves in knowledge, they don't seek knowledge, they don't have knowledge of Tawheed and the proper Aqeedah, and on top of that, they may be in an environment, and they go to some imam of a masjid who they think, oh, he's the imam. Because certain people, that's it, the imam of the masjid is the main sheikh. That's it, to them, any imam is the alim. Even if he's an ignorant person. Even if he's an ignorant person, but just because he's the imam of the masjid, he has to be a na'am. You may find an imam of a masjid and he's alim, alhamdulillah, he has knowledge. But that's not in a... every imam of a masjid has to be alim like the laymen they think. And then they go to that Sufi imam, Khurafi, he himself upon superstition, and instead to direct them to what we are learning, inshallah, tawakkul on Allah and as-sidq and taqwa and the like, now he will tell them all falsehood. Oh, you want your son to be cured? Oh, you have to take him to the Wali, Fulani, Shirk. Go to take the son. Take the son to the Wali, so and so. What is this Wali? Thousands of miles or hundreds of miles. So they're going to go for a hardship. Okay? And then you go to him and humble yourself at the site of that grave and invoke the Wali and slaughter. Take an animal. Okay? The nice looking animal, a big cow, a camel and the like, slaughter it in there, and you will see some good. You see? Direct them to evil, wal-iyadu billah. قال والخرافات يتسع انتشارها اتساعا كبيرا عندما يكثر الجهل. Another example. And they fall into shirk, wal-iyadu billah, because of course, invoking a dead person, that's a major shirk. Slaughtering for them, that's another major act of shirk. And seeking their refuge, that's another major of shirk. Believing that they can help or bring somebody alive or cure someone, that's another major of shirk. Many acts of shirk, wal-iyadu billah. Other people, what they do, they go to that same person, he write them tama'im. Tama'im. And Allah knows best, Allah knows what they write in them. Okay? And they tell them, okay, put this around the neck or the wrist or the knee or the waist of the afflicted person, and in 3 days he will be cured. And you know the rulings of those tama'im, right? What is called in English tama'im? Talismans. Huh? Talismans. And charms? No. And you remember we have a class in Kitab al-Tawheed. In the beginning of Kitab al-Tawheed, there is a chapter on this. The rulings of wearing the tama'im. Wa tiwala. Review this chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed. Inam. So instead to resort to the means that are legislated because of their ignorance, they fall into haram. And sometimes they even fall into shirk. Wal-iyadu billah. And many other things. Says, okay, bring this, the hair of, I don't know what, of a donkey. He has to be 7 years at least. So we're going to be looking for a donkey. get that hair. Alright? And you need to have the nails of a yellow frog. Alright? Superstition. Alright, get them together. And you have to have the urine of a single donkey. What are you talking about? Khurafat. People that have a right mind, they were like, what are you talking about? Where am I going to find a monkey to begin with? But people go through that. They go through that. As one of the mashayikh, I heard him, he was mentioning this story to show that how people, subhanAllah, they go through hardship following the advices of some ignorant people. Okay? So, this woman, she was complaining. We remind you that the sunnah, when you drink or eat, is to drink and eat with the right hand, inshallah. Okay? Jazakumullah khair. This woman, she was talking to her friend, another woman, and she complained to her that something going on between her and her husband, they don't have that harmony. And she's like, what can I do? What can she do so that her husband love her and take good care of her? So the other woman, instead to tell her, listen, well, check yourself. Maybe you're not doing what is right. Fulfill your obligations and remind him to fulfill his. Now she told her, listen, let me take you to this magician. He's going to give you something, some mixture, some cocktail, and that's all you need. So she took her to that magician. The magician, he said to her, you know, it's easy. I'm going to give you something. It's easy. So he told her some plants from here, and I don't know what. But then he said to her, and the brain of some, I don't know, some bird, I don't know where it is, and this, get together. He said to her, all of this is easy except for one thing now. I don't know if you can get it. What is it? She said, I'll do anything. I'll do anything. He says, you need to get three hair from the, what do you call this, the shin?
The chin.
The three hairs from the chin of this particular monkey. A rear monkey. She's like, where am I going to get that? He says, listen, I told you it's going to be difficult, but you need to bring this stuff to me. You need to gather all these ingredients. Once you have them all, bring them to me. I will make a nice cocktail for your husband. Look at the khurafat, yahi. Superstition. Instead of her to go and learn her deen and treat her husband with dignity and respect him and fear Allah, and he too to remind him of that, now she go to the sahir. You see Abdul Qadir? Ayna'am. So she went to the persons who sells these spices and stuff. They give her all the ingredients except for the three hairs. So she went back to him and she said, hey, I can't find the hair. He says, look, in the zoo, they have one of those monkeys in there, one. She said, what am I going to do? He says, go there to the zoo and find a way and try to get that donkey to come near to you and try to pluck some of those hairs. All right? So that's what she did. Every day she go in the morning. She's the first one that enter in the zoo. She's the last one to leave the zoo until they tell her, hey, we're closing. You gotta go, woman. Everybody know her. She go there and wait, and she take bananas. She ask, what this guy like? What this monkey likes to eat? Well, he likes bananas. She bring like boxes of bananas. Somebody tell her, oh, he like papayas. You know papayas? She bring papayas next day. Some people tell her, like orange, she go and bring orange. She's here, she's talking to the monkey nicely. Come here, monkey, this. Huh? The monkey come and yell at her, smile, laugh at her. I don't know, monkey throw her with the banana, and she's no problem. Huh? Throw her with mud. Her friend tell her, listen, why are you doing through all this? She says, no, I have to do this. I gotta get this. After months of doing that, no way. She couldn't get nothing from the monkey. She went back to the man and told him, look, man, you gotta find me something else. Right, he said, you can get the hairs? She said, months, man. I tried everything. I know everything about that monkey. What he likes, what he don't like. What's the food he likes. I tried. I put up with a lot of his bad manners. He said, if you did this all this much with a monkey, why couldn't you do it with your husband? He said, why couldn't you pull up with your husband's stuff? Why don't you try to find what your husband like and do it? Cook it for him. When your husband look at you in certain way, you did something, be patient. Now you're patient with the monkey? Yes, subhanAllah. La ilaha illallah. Now, قال الشيخ والخرافات يتسع انتشارها اتساعا كبيرا عندما يكثر الجهل وتكثر الذنوب وتكثر الأمراض. نعم. He said, and these superstitions and khurafat is widespread and disseminated amongst the people when jahl. Any area that have jahl and ignorance, it's easy for this disease of superstition and falsehood to spread amongst them. This is the field where superstitions are found abundantly, and they spread easy in a place where the people commit a lot of sins and they have diseases of the heart. When people commit sins, they are ignorant of the deen of Allah. That's the adequate place for superstition to spread. فإذا كثرت في الناس هذه الأشياء كثرت الخرافة. The more you find amongst the people in any area, they are ignorant of the deen of Allah, and they commit a lot of sins, then you find that there is a lot of superstition amongst them. A lot of falsehood. They believe in a lot of things that you will like, subhanAllah, how could the people believe in these things? The Muslims, subhanAllah, do these things because of their ignorance. وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ قال وَإِذَا وُجِدَ الْعِلْمُ الصَّحِيحِ الْمُؤَصَّلِ الْمَبْنِي عَلَى الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وُجِدَ الْخَيْرِ وتحقق الصلاح وعمت الفضيلة وزانت أحوال الناس في دنياهم وأخراهم. He says, but in the other hand, whenever you find knowledge, sound knowledge, aina, sound knowledge that is based upon principles that are taken from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find khair, you will find good. So knowledge brings good, ignorance brings evil. Aina'am. Knowledge brings good, brings salah, khair, bring nothing but good. People's affairs will be, alhamdulillah, good. People, they will have that serenity they're looking for, that tranquility, that peace of mind, that joy in their life. And of course, they will get the greater reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter if they act upon the knowledge that is taken from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, the importance of seeking knowledge, ya akhwan, because with knowledge you know the difference between what is right from what is wrong. Ayna, Sheikh Salih Al Fawzan, Habibullah Taala, he mentioned benefits amongst many other of the ulama, the many benefits of seeking knowledge. Only true knowledge, a beneficial knowledge of the deen of Allah, you will know the tawheed from shirk. So when somebody introduces you to shirk, you know that it's shirk. If you may be the only one amongst many people who practice an innovation, and you will know that's an innovation. That's not from the sunnah. You're not just going to look around and say, hey, I'm just one of the people. Oh, Bismillah, let's go. Make me room for you, man. Bismillah, let's celebrate. You're like, nah, it don't matter how many, doesn't matter how many people are doing it. This is a bid'ah. This is an innovation in the deen of Allah. And you're going to be firm upon the sunnah. Likewise, through knowledge, beneficial knowledge of the legislation, you know the path, the only path that leads to Allah. And it becomes so clear to you from the many other paths. Doesn't matter how eloquent those who call to them, doesn't matter. Because you know the path of Allah. This is the path of Allah. And you stick to it. People pulling you, calling you, come with us. Some people, they say, if you stay there, you're destroyed, you're doomed, you're ruined. You're like, listen, man, you don't know what you're talking about, because I know the path. Likewise, true knowledge, you know the difference between halal and haram. Anything you want to do, the food, the clothing, your actions, transactions, you want to sell, you want to buy, anything you do in your life, you're upon halal. People try to bring you the haram, you're like, I can't. Akhi, it's okay, everybody's doing it. Who are you? He said, who am I? I'm a servant of Allah, who knows he's going to stand in front of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. He's a servant of Allah who wants halal for himself and for his families. So I'm not going to do what you guys are doing. I'm going to do what Allah commands all of us to do in His book and in the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How you get to this point? Things become so clear to you. People are confused. They're running everywhere, bumping their heads. But you, mashallah, you're there and have that clear view. The view is so clear to you from knowledge. Has nothing to do with your color, your country of origin. It has to do with having knowledge of the deen of Allah. Having sound understanding. And this is only some of many amongst the benefits and the merits and the virtues of seeking knowledge. قال الشيخ حفظه الله ومن نعمة الله على عبده المؤمن أنه عندما يبتلى بشيء من المرض أو السقم أو الشدة ونحو ذلك من نعمة الله عليه في هذه الحال أنه لا يفزع إلا إلى ربه ومولاه جل وعلا ولا يلتجئ إلا إليه كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الذاريات ففروا إلى الله ففروا إلى الله. He says that one of the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the many favors of Allah and His blessings upon His believing servant, this is only for the believer, okay, is that when the believer is afflicted, because the believer is afflicted too, don't you think like just because mashallah you're upon salafiyah, alhamdulillah you preserve the salat, you guard your tongue, your limbs, mashallah, still you're going to be afflicted. Actually, that's how you're going to be even afflicted more. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he says, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. From the people who are to be afflicted and put to trial the most are the prophets. And whenever a person is strong in his deen and his iman, the more he's going to be tested. So much so that in a narration, that a person will be continued to be tested and afflicted and being patient until he walk on earth with no sins. Allahu Akbar. Because it's purifications of the sins. These afflictions, you should look at them, subhanAllah, in a nice way, in a good way. When you're sick, when you lose property, you heard bad news to you. Of course, nobody wants to get sick. Nobody wants to see his family, children or whatever, parents suffering. Nobody wants to go through hardship. And we shouldn't ask for it. But we should rather ask Allah al-afiyah, ask Allah for safety, ask Allah for good health. But once you're afflicted, ya akhi, in your money, in your wealth, in yourself, in your health, in your family members, you have to be patient. Don't say, why me? A'udhu billah. Some people act like they're surprised, like they never heard that the faithful servants of Allah are afflicted and Allah tests them. Don't you ever say, why me? Say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Say, Alhamdulillah. Praise Allah. Show patience, perseverance upon that. Accept the qadar of Allah. And this is a time of test, because Allah will forgive you your sins. Purification for you. La ba'sa tahur is a purification for your sins. So this is the attitude and the stance that the believer take. So that's why the Shaykh here, he says, is from the ni'am of Allah. It is considered from the blessings of Allah upon the believer amongst his servants when they are tested with an illness or sickness or they go through any hardship. Because remember, we're in this dunya, man. This is not the Jannah. Okay? So, and they go through any hardship and the like, from the ni'mah of Allah, that person at that moment turns to Allah. He's not going to go run his mouth and complain. to everybody, I'm this, I happened to me, I'm done, I'm this, I'm that. La. This is a ni'mah when a person is patient and he turns to Allah immediately, run and flee to his Lord. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse number 50, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. So flee to Allah. Flee from his torment to his mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the moments of hardship, you flee, run to Allah by doing acts of obedience and the like.
وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ فِي دُعَائِهِ لَا مَلْجَأَ وَلَا مَنْجَأَ مِنْكَ إِلَّا إِلَيْكَ لَا مَلْجَأَ وَلَا مَنْجَأَ مِنْكَ إِلَّا إِلَيْكَ.
Here is the best of mankind, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to make this dua. Oh Allah, لَا مَلْجَأَ. There is no refuge. وَلَا مَنْجَأَ. There is no safe haven from you except with you, O Allah. There is no way out for you in any from any difficulty, from any hardship, except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ فالله عز وجل هو الذي إليه المفر وإليه الملجأ وإليه المفزع ومن توكل على الله فهو حسبه. So we should keep this in mind, not just knowing it, but it should stick with us in a way that we act upon it. Not just, oh yeah, mashallah, this is the qadar of Allah. It's easy for us to talk to other people when somebody is afflicted and we can advise them. Akhi, this is the qadar of Allah. Do you remember that? Talatat usul, akhi, hadith Jibreel, mashallah, arkan al-iman. Be patient, akhi. Allah will give you. Say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Well, we need to be the first one to act upon that. When you hear a bad news, a decrease in wealth, in health, in family, the first thing you do is, alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah. Rather, some people are in levels. Like Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, he mentioned, when the people are afflicted, they are in different levels. There are those who, iyadu billah, they go totally on the other side. Why me, this, and they're not content with what Allah has decreed for them. And there are those who, yes, they don't say none of these things, but you see, they are grieved and sad. But there are others who are happy. They are afflicted and they thank Allah. Somebody may say, thank Allah? Why? No, there are people who thank Allah for that. Subhanallah. Because they know the importance. Because what, as the Shaykh is going to mention later on, because those people who, subhanAllah, if you know the fruits and the reward that Allah have for those who are afflicted, subhanAllah, the people who knows that, they don't wish that they will be afflicted more, but they are happy by them resorting to this, to patience and showing gratitude to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the great reward. Of the great reward when a people, you know, the great reward they get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on account that they are patient with the qadr of Allah. And they don't make any statements or actions that oppose that. But rather they accept the qadr of Allah willingly, peacefully. They're happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for them. قال ومن توكل على الله فهو حسبه. Whoever puts his trust and rely on Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. ومن استعان بالله أعانه. Anyone who seeks help from Allah, Allah give him that help. Allah assists that person. ومن استعاذ بالله أعاذه. Look, it's almost the same word. استعان and استعاذ. Okay, so the only difference is the noon and the dal. In the first, ista'ana, seeking help. Ista'adha, seeking refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will grant him that refuge. وَمَنْ إِلْتَجَعَ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِهِ وَحِفْظِهِ وَتَوْفِيقِهِ وَتَسْدِيدِهِ. Likewise, if a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all your affairs, turn. You want something? Ask Allah, ya akhi. Dua in your sujood,
in your tahajjud, while you're fasting, while you're traveling, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going through hardship, some yourself or your families, ask Allah, turn to Allah. You don't have to beg people. One of the Salaf, he heard this man complaining to people. I don't have this, I'm that. He said to him, Ya Hada. He said to him, Atashku man yarhamuka ila man la yarhamuk? Atashku man yarhamuk ila man la yarhamuk? Look at the fiqh of the Salaf. He saw this man complaining to another man. He said to him, you're complaining against the one who's merciful to you, to the one who show you no mercy? You're complaining against Allah? You're going through this hardship because that's what Allah has decreed for you. Be patient. Ask Allah from His bounty. But you don't go run, oh, I don't have nothing. And even those who they say don't have nothing, you think they truthful when they say they don't have nothing? For real, they have nothing? Unless if they look at the dunya with material eye. You know, that's, they value everything with material things. They think if he has more money, that's it. There are people, subhanAllah, they don't want no money now. Ask those people in the refugee camp. They just want peace. They just want to get some rest to go to sleep. Not being afraid for what's going to happen to him or to his family. He don't know. You know, and especially those amongst them who already went through a lot, a whole lot before they make it to that refugee camp. You think now they're interested in millions? They don't want none of that. They just want peace of mind. One of the Salaf, he heard this man complaining. He got nothing, he's broke, he's this and that. He wants to teach him a lesson. And he said to him, so you got nothing, you're broke. He said, yeah, he's broke and this, never has anything. He said, okay. We give you 100,000 and we take your eyes. Would you accept that? If somebody come to you, offer you 100,000, but take your eyes away. He says, no way. My eyes, no, I don't want no 100,000. He said, okay, we give you another 100,000. Take your heart. He says, no way. He says, see, you're not broke. You just rejected 200,000. You're talking, you're running, you're broke. Someone broke and reject 200,000? He's not broke. So we have things, Yahwan, that you can put no price on. Your intellect. Okay, that intellect, how much price you can put on it? It's priceless. If a person have the whole dunya, but he has no intellect, what are you going to do with it? He don't even know what he has. If he has it or not. Sound mind, health, security, amenity. You live in an area where Allah has made it easy for you to be, alhamdulillah, you're secure, you need security for you, for your property, for your family. And the most important thing is the ni'mah of guidance. Person is guidance to Islam, to the sunnah, to the way of the salaf, and now you're like, I got nothing. Just because you don't have the money that other people have. Okay, well, some people have the money, but they don't have the sunnah. Which one you want now? You really want their money? And give up the sunnah, give up the guidance? La yakhwa. So you have to look at this dunya, take from it what you need. And those who want more of it, then they have to keep in mind that should not be at the expense of the deen. That the dunya take them away from that which they were created for. Now, قال وكم يحتاج الناس في مثل هذا الزمان إلى توجيه سديد وإرشاد رشيد على ضوء أدلة كتاب الله وسنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما لو أن الإنسان ابتلي هو أو بعض قرابته أو إخوانه بشيء من هذه الابتلاءات. So the Sheikh says, subhanAllah, in our times, people are in dire need to the right guidance. In the light of the proofs from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, If a person is going through this hardship, if a person is afflicted by sihr, magic, if a person is afflicted by the evil eye and the like of these things, people, they should know how to act under these circumstances. Because without knowledge, as the Shaykh mentioned earlier, people, they're just going to accept anything. Anybody can tell them, hey, mix this, drink it, hang this around your neck. You got to go to this Shaykh, this dead wali somewhere. Make sure you take two goats. Huh? Nice looking ones, and slaughter them for him. Because they don't have no knowledge. They don't have no knowledge. Now they fall an easy prey and victims. Because of their ignorance, they're not learning. And then they become an easy prey for those people who take advantage of them. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. That's why it's important for us to learn, ya akhwan. So that we can save ourselves from falling into these things. And also to make an effort to teach our families. To teach our families. And at least try, because tawfiq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant you tawfiq, ya akhi. Now you know the sunnah, you accept it. Alhamdulillah. Maybe every one of us should be honest and check yourself. Maybe a couple of years ago, you were on the other side of the track yourself. People tried, ahi salafiyya, sunnah. You're like, come on, you brothers, leave me alone, all right? You guys made everything haram, you salafis. Go, nah. But now you understand how wrong you were, how wrong I was years ago. But likewise, we have to keep that in mind when we talk to others. They just don't know, ya akhi. And the same way Allah guides us to this manhaj as-salafi, Allah is able to guide them. And we just don't know. Me and you, we just don't know when they're going to be guided. Tomorrow or next week or next month, or they may never be guided. But we don't know that. And we have an example in ourselves. We should never forget that. That's what Shaykh says. The people are in dire need of this, of knowledge, of the book of Allah, of the sunnah, the knowledge of tawheed, the knowledge of shirk, so that when they are afflicted, they should do the right thing. Not to be confused, don't know what to do. Now anybody can say, hey, you don't know where you want to go. Can you imagine somebody in downtown, don't know where to go, and somebody say, hey, what are you looking for? And this, oh, come here, take him. They may take him to some bad alley and robbed him or something. Right or wrong? Just because that at that moment, that person, he's like, hey, you want to take me? They didn't even thank them, right or wrong. Thank you. Likewise, Ahlul Bidah, they are thanked. They are even given money by ignorant Muslims who they calling them to the path of destruction. Why? Because they don't know. They just simply because they don't know. That's why it's very important for us to learn and to make ourselves available to spread this knowledge. If we are not qualified, then at least you know where to go. There is the book, such and such. There is a talk, such and such. The Shaykh so-and-so has dealt with this matter. Let's get it. Alhamdulillah, we live in a time of technology. It's not like you have to go like some years ago. There is only one guy who has one book, one copy. You have to travel and you have to write it yourself. There was no Xerox, nothing. And if you don't know how to write, you have to hire somebody and pay somebody to do what? To write it for you. It's going to take him. Maybe he's busy. He has a line of people. May have to stay there for months. No, it's not the case, ya akhwan. One click. Are we that lazy to make that click? One click we can't even make? That's Allah, salamu alayhi. But it gotta be the right click, by the way, alright? Not any click. Now, so the Shaykh Harutala, he says it's very important for us to seek knowledge. People are in dire need of knowledge. Guidelines to be rightly guided. Directed to do what is right, especially under these circumstances when they are in pain, they are afflicted, they're going through hardship. For them or their loved ones are going through hardship, people they need, that's when they really need the knowledge. Do this. Because if knowledge doesn't reach them, then the superstition is right in the corner, right there. If there is not a person of knowledge who tell them, hey, that's what you do. turn to Allah, do this, do this, then somebody else is going to say, hey, I got you, I'll take you. There is this wali. You go over there and ask him what you want. A dead person, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So it's very important for us to keep this in mind, ya akhwan. We learn from the Quran and from the Sunnah so we can protect ourselves from ignorance, and we try our best to help others, the closest persons to us. As Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he was asked that knowledge, seeking knowledge, is nothing is better than it. From the optional acts of worship for the one who has a sound intention. لِمَنْ صَحَّتْ نِيَّتُهُ. They ask him how the person know that his intention is sahih, is sound, while seeking knowledge. قَالْ يَنْوِي رَفْعَ الْجَهْلِ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَعَنِ الْآخَرِينَ. While seeking knowledge, that person have this intention. He's seeking knowledge to remove ignorance from himself and to help others as well. You don't learn because you want to make money. You don't learn knowledge because you want to compete with the ulama. You don't learn knowledge because you want to steal the show and you be the main man out there. No, this is not the purpose. You want to learn so that you can see clearly, you can be on the path of Allah and try to help other Muslims, starting with the closest people to your family and the like, and then make yourself available for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will continue as the Shaykh is going to just start right now and mention that this talk actually of his is based on the golden talk of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, who talks about this matter of sihr and the affliction of the sihr and the hardship that the people go through with the evil eye and the like. And he mentioned the cure, these 10 things that from Ibn al-Qayyim, from his book, Bada'i' al-Fawa'id, when he was talking about the meanings contained in Surah Al-Falaq. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ, to the end of the surah. So that's what we're going to do, inshallah, next Saturday. We ask Allah to grant us beneficial knowledge that is coupled with righteous actions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all evil, especially the magic and the evil eye and the hasad. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure those who they may be afflicted and going through hardship, especially from these things that we are learning about tonight. Ask Allah to cure them and to make things easy for them. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.